Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A Humboldt County coroner has identified the victim of an apartment fire yesterday in which the resident died. Coroner Dave Parris said the victim is Kelly Maureen Nichols, age 52, and she died in a bedroom of the apartment. Arcata Fire Department and Arcata Police responded to the fire on Alliance Road. They found heavy smoke pouring from a window. Three other apartments were damaged in the fire, and its cause remains under investigation. A check stub found in a Jeep that had been stolen and then returned to its rightful owner led to the arrest of two people on Sunday. The story begins in August when a 2004 Jeep Wrangler had been stolen from a residence in Carlotta. The owner of the property was away at the time, and the property was being looked after by a neighbor who reported that the residence had been burglarized and that the Jeep had been taken along with jewelry, firearms, a television, tools, and appliances. On August 29th, the Jeep was recovered, and the investigating deputy was notified that a receipt of a payroll check that had been cashed in Eureka had been found. After contacting the business and reviewing surveillance videos, deputies arrested 20-year-old Javier Talavera and 42-year-old Anna Marie Kroll. Both were booked into the county jail on numerous charges. Following a tip from a store clerk in Trinidad, sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Michael David Waters near Patrick's Point. Waters was driving without a license, and a search of the vehicle turned up suspected stolen items, including electronics and jewelry, along with three key rings. The deputy also found a small amount of marijuana in the car and a small amount of heroin on Waters' person. The car was towed, the items were confiscated, and Waters was booked into county jail. You can contact the sheriff's office for information about the three unique key rings if you believe that they might be yours. Congressman Jared Huffman's office issued a press release on Wednesday announcing that the removal of toxic waste and pulp liquors from Samoa Peninsula had been completed. The project was coordinated by the Harbor District, the EPA, Coast Seafood, and the Coast Guard, and more than 3 million gallons of caustic chemicals removed to an operating pulp mill in Washington State. The removal of the toxic waste was necessary due to the age of the storage tanks and the very real threat of a catastrophic release into Humboldt Bay. And Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro that would expand the harvest of trees on privately owned timberlands in Humboldt, Del Norte, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. The bill grew out of the Rim Fire that burned more than 250,000 acres a year ago in Yosemite National Park and will allow for the harvesting of trees up to 24 inches in diameter in an effort to reduce fuel loads, but originally the bill only applied to inland counties. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A bill sponsored by Congressman Jared Huffman has asked for a swap of federal land for local lands in Trinity County, and it's been heard by the House Subcommittee for Natural Resources. Trinity County is one of the poorest counties in the state, and more than 80% of the land in Trinity is owned by the federal government. Trinity County has been searching for ways to improve its economic base, and officials are asking to swap federally owned land adjacent to the Weaverville Airport and a prime spot for economic development, which would allow for easier and better access to the wild and scenic river area. If approved, the land swap would exchange other property owned by Trinity County for the federal land, and a hearing in front of the full Natural Resources Committee is the next step. And in honor of the hundreds of police officers and firefighters who lost their lives on September 11th following the attack on the World Trade Center, the Eureka Police Department and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department hosted a bell-ringing ceremony. The ceremony was held at fire headquarters, and the bells rang for the 343 firefighters, 60 police officers, and two paramedics who were lost during rescue attempts that morning. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.